And we're back, everybody. Okay, let's get right back to it. So, like I was saying right before the break, Bob Zelensky was with Joe Biden, met Bob Zelensky, right? He met with Joe Biden and was sat down with him one time for 45 minutes discussing what they're going to do and all the deals and stuff that they're making with China, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not their focus. Their focus is that Bob Zelensky showed up to a presidential debate and a press conference where President Trump was at. So CNN shows up, MSDNC shows up. They lie all the time. Listen to this. I don't have time to play all of it, but you'll get the gist of it.
Record be very clear that in Mr. Zelensky's testimony, he has provided zero evidence of any sort of link between Hunter Biden and the president as far as it relates to the business dealings. And so once again, we're back to a hearing where no evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's Mr. a blatant Zelensky. Lie.
Actually, it's my.
It is a blatant lie. It is an absolute blatant lie. And see, that's what the Democrats do. Come out every single time and they lie like they're defense lawyers for criminals. That's all that they are. Their whole purpose in Congress is to be defense lawyers for criminals. Listen.
This is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president. But I want to go back.
That's a blatant lie.
Actually, it's my time, sir. Mr. Bobulinski, I want to go back to the private deposition that we had. I was one of a handful of Democrats in that private on the record, under oath, conversation we had. And during that deposition, I asked you a question of which you gave a false answer to, and I want to go back to that. I asked you specifically who got you into the presidential debate that was attended by you and others, and that, of course, was a huge moment in that campaign, and you could not recall. In fact, you said, quote, "I do not recall who got me into the debate." Do you remember telling me that, sir?
You were playing semantics, trying to ask me as if somebody called me directly and gave me a ticket like
sir,
I was going to a movie.
Sir, theater. I asked you, let me,
I told you.
I'm going to reclaim my time, sir. I'm going to reclaim my time. What I said was.
Just ask me a question, Mr.
I'm reclaiming my time. Thank you, sir. Actually, what I asked you was, do you recall who actually got you into the presidential debate? You actually said, quote, "I do not recall who got me into the debate." You did not remember who got you into the debate between President Biden and between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
That's not a true statement.
Sir, you quoted, "I don't recall who got me into the debate." It's on page 102 of the transcript.
You did not
sir,
ask me
I
whether
you
I
that
was
question.
A guest of Mr.
Thank
Biden
you. I'll reclaim my time. I'm not asking you a question right now. Thank you very much, sir. In fact, here, as was shown by Ranking Member Raskin, we know that you were in the debate actually sitting adjacent and next to Trump officials. When we were confronted again on this same question, Mr. Bobulinski, if you were a guest of Mr. Trump's at the debate, you responded and you quoted, once the Wall Street Journal called you out, quote, "Is the Wall Street Journal God or something? Like you act that this is some encyclopedia of fact." And you refuse to still confirm that you were a guest of Donald Trump. So I want to ask you one more time, sir. Were you a guest of Donald Trump at the presidential debate?
Mr. Garcia, those were not the questions you asked me in my transcribed interview.
Wow.
You were trying to ask
Answer the question, sir. Were you a guest of Donald Trump?
I was clearly a guest of Donald Trump at the gate, or at the debate.
You were.
That was obvious to everyone in the world at that point.
Oh, it's interesting.
You were asking me semantic
Thank you,
questions.
Sir. So you were a guest? That you answered the question. Because at the time, you said in the transcript, under oath, "I don't recall who got me into the debate." So just to be clear. So I want to keep going. So you also call yourself, you're not a political person.
Okay, so he goes on and on this way trying to get him to say, how did you get there? And then he tells him, "Well, I got there on an airplane." And then he says, "Well, who invited you?" And he says, "I was working with lawyers. My lawyers, they would schedule me to be at these things." Now, I don't know exactly who my lawyers talked to, and he says that, but he's trying to act like he's getting him in the gotcha game. Like, and his whole purpose of this is trying to make it look like Bob Zelensky is not credible in what he's saying. But Bob Zelensky, they've already all agreed that he was there talking to Joe Biden when Joe Biden said that he never met at all. Zero. None of them can deny that. So their whole point right now is to try to discredit him. because he told everybody that he was in the meetings with Joe Biden. Let me see. I think I'm going to go ahead and skip because I know we're going to run out of time. I know there was a video with Comer where James Comer was telling him he actually introduced evidence of that transcript where Bob Alinsky was telling them that he did that when he did show up to the press conference and to the presidential debate with President Trump. It's already been played out. The Democrat is lying. They're straight up lying. That's all that they do every single time. Now, this one is with Goldman. Now, I'm gonna have to skip through because I don't know exactly where it is. But Goldman, he gets called out again by Bob Alinsky, and Goldman doesn't like it. Watch.
In your business venture related to Oneida Holdings and Hunter Biden. So I want to drill down on the crux of what your testimony is. Oneida Holdings is the business venture that you are referring to, correct?
When I'm referring to what? Can you
any business you did with the Bidens?
My reference is the Sinohawk Holdings LLC, and Oneida Holdings LLC owned 50% of that.
Right. And Oneida Holdings was the 50% that was on the American side of that Sinohawk deal, right?
It was the 50% that was the Biden side of it. Some of the, you know, James Gillier is not an American, so.
Sorry. Fair enough. And it was a joint partnership memorialized in an incorporating document, correct? And it had equal shares divided among five partners. Is that right?
Well, I can't. Well, are you asking me about what you're holding up? Because you're
sir, was it an equal? Were there equal 20% shares among five partners?
In what?
Oneida Holdings.
In the final signed documents?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
It is?
Not complicated.
Well, it is because
all right, you're just filibustering now. The answer is you're filibustering. I get it. That there were five partners: Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Gilear, and you. Each.
So this is Goldman's way of trying to, you know, trying to remove the big guy getting 10%. This is what it is. This is what he's trying to do. But the big guy probably got 10% before everybody else got anything. You know, that's how that works. Get the big guy, get 10%, and then they divvy up the rest of it. Now, I'm going to have to skip through for the sake of time here, and hopefully I don't skip over it. Because there's one part where it gets pretty explosive.
That you had those two meetings with Joe Biden, right?
It was, but prior to that, I had numerous
discussions. So, look, you have said
I had lawyers that, working through the documents.
Can I please reclaim my time, sir? As
okay.
I said, we have to move quickly here. Unfortunately, in your testimony earlier today, one of my colleagues asked you about that meeting at the bar, 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And you were also asked about that in your transcribed interview, and in neither of your answers did you mention any discussion that you had at that meeting with Joe Biden about the Chinese business venture. Yet, in grandiose terms here today, you have declared that Joe Biden was involved and that you have mountains of irrefutable evidence to support it. So let's look at the mountains of irrefutable evidence. You provided the committee with a screenshot of a text message that is between James Gilear and you, dated May 11th, 2017. You see this? I don't know if you can see it. If you can't see, it's just you and James Gilear, though, right? You remember this text message, I'm sure.
Generally, yes.
All right. And in it, Gilear writes, "Man, you are right. Let's get the company set up, then tell H and family the high stakes and get Joe involved." And 2 days later, Mr. Gilear sent an email to you, CCing Rob Walker and Hunter Biden, in which he suggested a division of the company and included a proposal of, quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself
excuse me,
did.
Excuse me. You're right.
Well, no, I think that's important because
sir,
Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't
can you
respond to it, and he responded
okay.
to it.
You're just
going to
filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out.
He's not filibustering. He's actually telling the truth. And he go, okay, you're right. You're right. You got me on that. When he's like, he wants to move on. Now you're filibustering. Stop talking. Watch this.
But I will say, no one responded to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because
then,
they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time. Mr. Chairman, please control the witness. I would like to say,
Did y'all see Comer? You know, I had to take that little clip right there and put it on X. I have to play it again. Watch, because he's like, teacher, make him stop. That's how he's acting, like a child. He's catching him in lie after lie, and then he gets upset. And then he says, Comer, can you check your witness? Watch. And watch the expression on his face. This is money. Watch.
To the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because
then,
they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time. Mr. Chairman, please control the witness. I would like to get a little extra time, Mr. Chairman, because I want to read what Mr. Gilliar said to the Wall Street Journal. Quote, I would like to clear up any speculation that former vice president was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I am unaware of any involvement at any time of the former vice president. The activity in question never delivered and project revenue. 9 days later, the agreement without Joe Biden was signed. You and James Gilliar wanted Joe Biden involved, and that is why Hunter Biden dumped you and did the business on his own.
That's a blatant lie, Mr. Goldman. You know better.
Really? Really? So when Joe Biden showed up for 45 minutes having a discussion with him, what is that about?
Right? Flew.
Really? And it
to
was
him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, there was multiple. And it, you know what? It wasn't one time that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's criminal activity. It was multiple times. And that all that information came out in this hearing multiple times. Not that we didn't know it already. It's the fact that the Democrats will do everything they can, like I'm constantly saying it, demons will protect demons. That's what we're seeing here. And the reason why I say demons protect demons, because we are seeing a spiritual battle. And the spiritual battle is getting heated up more than ever. The spiritual battle has poured into this realm more than people even realize it. The demons have control over the Democrat Party. Now, look, I'm not saying that all Republicans are angels and peachy, because we're all men. We're all flawed. But you have the Democrat Party that's embracing lying to everybody, embracing putting children on puberty blockers, embracing the illegals coming into the country, killing Americans. They're embracing everything that you would call evil, everything that is considered evil. The Democrats are embracing it. That's why I say demons protect demons. You can't tell me there's not a single thing that is demonic in this world that the Democrats don't support. Name one. I challenge you. Leave it in the comment. I challenge you. Name one thing that is demonic that the Democrats do not support. Everything from lying to killing the most innocent of us all in the womb. Name something. I challenge you. All right, everybody. Absolute Truth with Irma Robinson is coming up next. Stay tuned. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America First company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.